Drinking and driving will change your whole world. The next time you're out with your friends, consider what would happen if you got pulled over after drinking, like the legal fees or the time in court or a DUI on your record. Your decision to drink and drive could change someone else's world too if you hurt or kill them in a crash. Instead, what if your decision to call a sober ride changed your world for the better? Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Listen, the way you sleep is unique to you. And that's why having a Sleep Number smart bed is so crucial, because you can adapt to your changing needs for just right. Can't wait to nestle into bed, luxurious comfort. So whether you need softer or firmer, cooler or warmer, you are never stuck. You can adjust your comfort whenever you like. And it gives you your best night's sleep, night after night, year after year. I love my smart bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but it means the world of difference, because I can change my side of the bed to however firm or soft I want. And the same thing for Suze. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Again, so you can sleep just the way you like. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year is here. All beds on sale, up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed, limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present...
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
For your intellectual and philosophical pleasure...
Congratulations to you on Micah Parsons is going to be in the Dallas Cowboys lineup on opening night.
Now here's pressure. Here comes Parsons!
You know who said it? The head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
We feel like Micah's going to be out there when we can line up against Philadelphia.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, actor Colin Hanks. Coming up, Super Bowl champion linebacker Jonathan Vilma, Cardinals safety Buda Baker, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. Colin Hanks, fun hour number one with him. Buda Baker of the Cardinals, hour number three. There's a What's More Likely coming up because it is a Friday, but Chris Brockman isn't here to deliver it. It'll be my youngest son, Cooper Eisen, is sitting here for this Friday, your last day before you go back to school next week, huh?
Yeah, this is the last weekday before I go to school.
And that's how he's spending it, at work with dad.
How about that, though?
I like it.
Yeah, yeah. Thelma texting me this morning. She told me to tell you, how much am I getting paid? it's fun. This is just fun to do. This is fun to talk about sports.
It's a valid question now.
No, yeah. But it's just fun to talk about sports. You guys are great people, and this is a great show.
Sweet.
That sounds great, but being great don't pay the bills, baby.
You got to talk to your dad. Excuse me. We negotiated this earlier. Now you can't go somewhere else and ask for this. We had a handshake agreement. Does all of this sound familiar to you, Dallas Cowboy fan?
Was his agent with him?
Okay.
Was Miss Schuster involved in this?
No, we had a handshake agreement. You don't just reneg on that. You're gonna play on your last year of your contract. I've got the Jones.
Last day of his contract.
Joining us here on the program, I am a huge fan of the way he calls football games, and I'm thrilled to get on this program. Jonathan Vilma, Fox Sports, and a Super Bowl champion. Good to see you, Jonathan Vilma. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Clearly not as good as Cooper.
What do you think of his negotiating skills, Jonathan?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Okay. As soon as we get some underhanded deals going between you and him, then I know.
No. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. This is just great to do this.
No, it's okay.
I'm not working each week like Micah Parsons is.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. Okay, very good. Before we jump into the news of the day, Jonathan, let's go back in the day. Your team in 2000 at the U, okay? Reggie Wayne's on it, right? Santana Moss is on it. Andre Johnson's on it. You're on it. Shockey's on it. Clinton Portis is on it. Ed Reed's on it. I mean, holy crap. What a way for you to enter collegiate football, Jonathan.
Yeah, and right? you're still missing a couple guys. You got Dan Morgan.
That's right.
Winner. We had Clinton Portis. We had Frank Gore. I mean, we had a pretty solid squad.
Yeah, I would say so.
That's an understatement right
there.
Oh,
my God. So what was it like for you? How old were you, 18, coming out of Coral Gables?
Yeah, I was 18. So I'll tell you what it was like for me. The first day I showed up, by the way, I was a full 6 feet, 195 pounds, soaking wet. Right. And back then I was running like a 4.8. So I still don't even know how I made it to D1 football. But that's another story. So I go and my first day working out, I'm seeing all the freshmen coming in and I see DJ Williams, who was the number one recruit in the nation. The only player John Madden said could go from high school straight to the NFL because he was so gifted athletically. I see our other linebacker, Darryl McClover. He looked like he was just made in a lab. He was 6'2", 230, 5% body fat, just shredded. Mm. Then I see Willis McGahee, who's 6'1", he's 240 pounds. So we go through workouts, and I'm like, I cannot believe how much bigger and faster everyone is. So I call my dad afterwards. My dad, obviously, he wanted to know how everything was going. And so I call him and he's like, so, you know, how'd it go, son? And I was like, I don't know, Dad. I think I made the wrong decision. He's like, what? Seriously? I was like, Dad, they're so big. They're so fast. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do here. And he was like, well, don't worry, son. Just keep working hard. Just keep going. And, you know, and things will work out. And I was like, okay, all right. So, you know, long story short, man, the athleticism was there. The competitive nature was there. And there was no middle ground. You either made it or you didn't, right? Mm-hmm. It was sink or swim, right? And so, you know, I fought, competed, and ended up, you know, being part of one of the best teams. No, excuse me. Ended up being part of the best team in college football.
I mean, and then you wound up being a 12th overall pick in the NFL draft. But I'm just curious, like, what'd you pick up from somebody like Ed Reed at such a young age, early on in your football life?
Man, good question, Rich.
Thank you, sir.
Ed Reed taught me the most football at that time of any player.
No kidding.
So I had Dan Morgan was a senior when I was a freshman. And he taught me what it was to work and what a real work ethic is. Like he literally threw up in a game on the field and kept playing. They had to force him off the field. And that's how I would get in the game. And I ended up getting freshman All-American. But Ed Reed, he was so smart and he would always just throw little nuggets at me. And he would say little things like, hey, John, you got a 3.5, right? Yeah, I got a 3.5. Okay, how come you didn't know that formation they were going to run a tight end seven? I was like, I don't know. I'm a loss for words, right? And then he's like, come on, man, nice. You're smart. Man, you should know on this formation, that's all they did when you watch film, that he's going to run a seven. So I'm 18 years old, and I'm starting to pick all of this up from Ed Reed. And I'm saying, man, football, and he would always say, trust me, right? So I started to watch more film with him. I started to understand how to watch film. And because of him, I became so smart as a football player. Mm-hmm. By my junior year, it was like slow motion, right? I'm playing the game. I can see it. I can see the formations. I can see the routes. I can see the tendencies. And it was really because of him that I was able to just frankly look faster, quicker, more explosive than I really was because I knew what plays were coming.
Jonathan, when I hosted the NFL 100 all-time team at NFL Films, and I'm there with Chris Collinsworth, and Bill Belichick was one of the analysts as well, the players that would come in and be in-studio guests, some of the all-time greats, right? Brady, Lawrence Taylor, Mean Joe Green, just to name three, Ray Lewis, and the only player that he invited to come up and be with him at his telestrator for his telestrator segment was Ed Reed. He adored Ed Reed, still does, obviously, for just the fact that it struck me that of all the players that he and Brady were game planning against through all those years, Ed was the one that maybe challenged him the most because he was the smartest and the best, I mean, without a doubt. You know,
it's not even close, right? The best, the smartest,
right?
And the thing about Ed was that he was very, very relatable. So you wanted to play up to his standards. Like I felt bad as a sophomore, we won the national championship, and I'm feeling bad in certain games because I'm not playing up to his standards. Mm-hmm. And when you have a guy like that who set the example in the film room, set the example on the field, I mean, he was by far the best leader I had been around. Obviously, I can't say the best player. I can say one of the best players because we had so many great ones. But, man, we're still good friends today. Love and it. He taught me so much football. He is awesome. Awesome guy.
I agree. Jonathan Vilma here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about the here and now. One of the teams that I keep hearing about as don't overlook them, I can't even say they're a sleeper team anymore because their bandwagon appears to be full, as the Denver Broncos. And you obviously know Sean Payton very well, won a Super Bowl with him. What he's built in Denver so quickly with Bo Nix after creating Russell Wilson becoming the biggest dead cap hit in the history of the NFL is nothing short of remarkable. What's he cooking? What is he selling that you think that the Broncos are buying from your knowledge of what Sean Payton does to put a team together, Jonathan?
So let's take a step back. Sure. If you remember the players when Sean first got there, they were actually reporting him to the NFLPA because they were saying he was practicing too hard. practices were too long, and it was just a matter of time until they started to buy in. So why did they buy in? Well, I'm a firm believer, as he did with the Saints, you are coaching the best of the best. We're all competitors and we want to be challenged. The really, really good players, the real competitors, the true champions, they want to be challenged day in and day out. And Sean Payton always recognized that. It was less about, okay, how talented is the player? It was more about, what is his makeup? What is his pedigree? Where did he come from? Is he going to respond to me challenging him? And so when Sean Payton gets to Denver, what you have is a culture shock. And he knew that his way works, right? He was under Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells had a ton of success. He would still talk to Parcells on a weekly basis, even when he was with the Saints. And so I always remembered when he would potentially bring in a free agent, he would ask me, he would ask Drew Brees, he would ask some of the older veterans, hey, I'm bringing in this guy. Have you heard of him? What do you think about him? Do you think he's a good fit? Is he going to fall in line with our culture? So now at Denver, it took a little bit, took an adjustment, but what he did was change the culture. And then naturally, you start to see the winning happen. The reason you see the winning happen is because, again, forget athleticism for a second. You have discipline. You have toughness. You have guys that are holding each other accountable. You have guys that don't make mental errors. So now it becomes less about winning the game. They're just doing their part not to lose the game. Let the other team mess it up. Let the other team turn the ball over. Let the other team have mental errors and busts, et cetera. So now you bring in a Bo Nix. Bo Nix only knows Sean Payton's way, right? That he comes in. He's being coached tough. He responds to it. He's gotten better as the season went on last year. So you have a player in Bo Nix that now falls in line with this culture. The defense is outstanding. Vance Joseph is doing an awesome job with that defense. And then you tell Bo Nix, hey, look, you don't have to be the man. You're not Drew Brees, and I'm not trying to coach you to be Drew Brees. I want you to be disciplined. I want you to make the right decisions. I want you to take care of the football, and eventually – you will lead this team. And that's why everyone is starting to jump on the bandwagon, because you can see from just watching it, your eyes are telling you this is good football. This is a team that plays hard. They get after it. They may not win every game, but they're going to give you everything they have. And now we're looking at Bo Nix. We're looking at the continuity to say, well, okay, he had a good year last year. He should get better this year. And if that's the case, those games that they lost by 3 points or to Cincinnati Bengals late in the season, they should win those games with Bo Nix making a play or two that they need him to do down the stretch.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan Vilma, your advice to Micah Parsons, if he called you up right now and say, what do you think, knowing what you see publicly, obviously, between he and the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, what would the advice be for him?
My advice for Micah Parsons right now, first, let me say I've not been in that situation before. Okay. If I were in that situation, I would still handle everything behind closed doors. I've never been a fan of airing out the dirty laundry. So my advice for Micah Parsons, I get it, it's a business, but no one wins in the court of public opinion, right? Everyone's going to have their stance. And really, you can't, he can't measure how people are going to respond to what he says publicly. So I would keep everything quiet behind closed doors. He is the best player, the best defensive player in all of the NFL. He will get paid. If it's not from Jerry Jones, it will be from somebody. And you know what? Go out, just handle your business, right? I remember Dak Prescott, they tried many times to kind of nudge Dak about, hey, you haven't gotten paid yet. You're not getting paid, et cetera. What's going on? And Dak just kept it professional, stayed quiet, and eventually he did get paid, right? So I look at that and I get it. It can be very frustrating. You're the best player and you're seeing other people getting paid and it's not you. But there's no need to air the dirty laundry. No one wins in that regard.
Yeah, I know. I think it's going to be at least next week being another week of treading water. And no change. And it's going to be the proverbial you-know-what cutting time once Labor Day's through and a plane flight on Wednesday before the season. Does he get on that plane or not? Like, that's literally the way it kind of looks right now, Jonathan.
Yeah, and you know who, you know, if I'm the head coach, I'm extremely frustrated, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's hard enough to win. Let's just talk about the NFC East for a second.
Sure.
Right? You have the reigning Super Bowl champion. You have a Jaden Daniels who looks like he's going to be a phenom for many, many years to come. You have the Giants who are trying to figure it out, but always have a solid, solid defense. So you're right now on your best day without any distractions, right? If Micah Parsons were there, you're still right now third best in your division, and somehow you got to make it out of that division, get to the playoffs, and then hopefully make a run for the Super Bowl. So if I'm Schottenheimer, I'm so frustrated because it's hard enough to win in this league. It's hard enough to win in our division. And yet my best player, I can't get on the field because there's all these distractions except for what really needs to happen, which is us figuring out how to win games, right? And so that I would – I don't know their relationship, Jerry Jones and Schottenheimer, but I know that I would have some frank conversations because I need to get to winning football games. That's we're in the business of winning. That's the NFL. And if I don't have my best players, I don't know how you expect me to go out there, coach, and forget win a couple games. As I said, how am I going to beat the Commanders? We'll play them twice. How am I going to beat the Eagles? Play them twice. And then get to the playoffs. How am I going to make a real run in the playoffs if I don't have my best guys? You got to have them. So, you know, that's where, if I'm the head coach right now, if I'm the team, the organization, frustration lies in that regard because you can't win with all these distractions. It's too tough.
It's you and Kenny Albert again this year in the booth.
You know it. Okay. Kenny's my guy, man.
Great listen. I mean, he's from, broadcasting royalty.
Yes.
Do you know what's your week one assignment? Where are you going to be?
You know what? Week one, we have the Bucks at the Falcons.
Oh, okay. Now, I mean, like, that is, listen, the week one games are it's a heck of a schedule. That Bucks Falcons game is definitely a marquee game that's as under the radar as a marquee game can get, because, you know, with all due respect to Carolina and, you know, your former place of business, these are the two teams that we believe are contenders for that division, and they do not like each other. And it's in Atlanta, and it's Michael Penix getting his first career week one start, and it's Baker and that team that Jason Light keeps bringing back, you know, and improving. That's a great one, man. That's a really great one.
You didn't even mention the coaches and their pedigree.
That's right.
Defenses, right? That
Raheem Morris from there, right? I mean, that's a former place of business for him.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be a good one. Very, very excited for that. Love watching Bijan Robinson. I think he's coming into his own as well. So that'll be a great matchup week one.
And then week two, do you know where you're going there? What do you got?
Week two, I have the Bears at the Lions.
Oh, look at you. These are great games, man. Yeah, and so what's your level of expectation for Caleb Williams with Ben Johnson, who's returned to Detroit. You just mentioned you're going to be calling. That's a pretty big one right there. Sure.
Yes. My level of expectation, if Caleb Johnson, if Caleb Williams doesn't make the Pro Bowl, he's a Pro Bowl alternate. That's my expectation.
Wow.
Ben Johnson is a phenomenal coach, and he has inherited he has one of the best arms I've seen in the past 15, 20 years, Caleb Williams. I mean, he can absolutely sling it. His athletic ability is off the charts. When you talk to him, very smart, very intelligent, and he understands how to win games. And so Ben Johnson coming in, being as good of a coach as he was with Jared Goff and what he did with that offense, like it was almost an instant turnaround, right, when he stepped in as an offensive coordinator. I am really excited for Caleb Williams, really excited to see him excel. And we're going to be talking about how great of an arm he has, what great of a quarterback he is, and at some point, then he turns into that leader that the Bears need him to be. So he's going to be a Pro Bowl or a Pro Bowl alternate.
All right, last one for you here, Jonathan. I could talk ball with you all day. Is the biggest threat to the Eagles in the conference, if not the entire league? Lay it on me here.
Entire league?
You start with the conference and go in the entire league.
Okay. So let's go in the conference. The biggest threat in the conference will be the NFC North winner.
Okay.
The NFC North winner, I'm going with Detroit Lions. I like Green Bay. I like Green Bay a lot, actually. I like them a lot. I like Minnesota, too. But Love turns the ball over a little too much for me. And I'm a defensive guy, right? So my thing is, punt is always the best option. Don't throw the ball in harm's way. So I believe the Lions, the culture that Dan Campbell has set there, the way they take the ball away, the way that they can run the ball, the athletes they have on the offensive side, they're going to win. And that's going to be the biggest threat to the Eagles, because you can – with the Eagles, they are a very good team. Offensive line is good. I like Jalen Hurts. But when you look at Dan Campbell and the toughness that he brings, not saying the Eagles aren't tough. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that it's going to be a dogfight. And I just mentioned that the Lions, they're very good at taking the football away. Really, really good. If you can neutralize that Eagles defensive line with the offensive line of the Lions, Goff has seen it all. He knows how to get the ball out quickly. Amon-Ra is really great with the intermediate routes and the option routes. So I look at that matchup whenever it comes. Hopefully we're playing this back, 5 months from now, and it does happen. I would see the Lions being the biggest threat to the Eagles.
And in the entire league, I guess you want to throw the AFC out there before I let you go?
Jonathan? Yeah, let's throw the AFC out there. In the entire league,
you got the Bills, you got the Chiefs again, you got whoever wins the, you got the Ravens, and the Texans are sitting there. Those are just, I guess, the main contenders.
Yeah, so you know what? I'm going to hold on that. I'm not going to mention anybody in the entire league. And the reason why, all the teams you mentioned, I believe the Lions can beat. So if you ask me Chiefs-Lions matchup, who wins, I'm going to say Lions. Bills-Lions, I'm going to say Lions. Right? Ravens-Lions, I'm going to say Lions. And so if the Eagles can get over the hump of the NFC and the winner of the NFC North, in this scenario being the Lions, then they win it all like they did last year.
Jonathan, thanks for the time. Again, I'm a fan of the way you call games. I really enjoy it. You make me smarter. The listen with you and Kenny is fantastic. You've seen some crazy-ass games, too. My gosh. You got a touch of the Gus Johnson in you, man. There's some crazy stuff happens when you – right? Wasn't that the way the Patriots lost? The way that they threw it across the field for an interception? Right?
So like I was going to bring it up, right?
Right.
That was funny. Like that clip went viral. I said maybe like four things, nothing of substance.
I know you were like,
couldn't believe it.
You were all of us, Jonathan. I mean, it was a human reaction. I mean, that was wild. And now I think Jacoby Myers plays for the Raiders. So we'll see if he can catch some touchdowns for him instead of throwing it the other way. Good to see you, Jonathan. Thanks for the time.
You too, Rich. Take it easy.
You
Cooper,
got it.
Have fun until you have to go to school.
That's right. Yeah, a little shout out. Jonathan Vilma gets a Coop. You got a shout out from Jonathan Vilma right there, right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Fun stuff, man. All right, we'll take a quick break. Are you ready to administrate what's more likely, Cooper?
Yes.
That's a yes. That's affirmative. Man, he's going to start digging in my pocket, too, now.
As he should.
What the heck?
Yeah, he's really big on the Lions this year.
Hey, folks. Let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death, but you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injured them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It is never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA. Listen, the way you sleep is unique to you. And that's why having a Sleep Number smart bed is so crucial. Because you can adapt to your changing needs for just right. Can't wait to nestle into bed luxurious comfort. So whether you need softer or firmer, cooler or warmer, you are never stuck. You can adjust your comfort whenever you like. And it gives you your best night's sleep. Night after night, year after year. I love my smart bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but it means the world of difference because I can change my side of the bed to however firm or soft I want. And the same thing for Suze. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Again, so you can sleep just the way you like. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year is here. All beds on sale, up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed, limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
The official HBO Hard Knocks podcast is back. I'm your host, Andrew Siciliano. We're joined by NFL and Hard Knocks insiders as the Buffalo Bills prepare to make history.
We're going to do whatever we can to bring Lombardi back here to Western New York.
Catch Hard Knocks, training camp with the Buffalo Bills on HBO Max. Then watch or listen to the Hard Knocks podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
So you guys don't have unique names.
What do you mean, you guys?
What do you mean
by that?
I'm just saying. There's no one saying, oh, Tom Brady won the Super Bowl. I'm going to name my baby Tom. That's not how it works. Tom is too simple. Shaquille, Alshon, these are unique names that people will name their kids. I promise you. Steve, am I right or wrong?
Steve is not laughing. He's not looking at you, and he is leaning his car.
Steve is a regular name.
Well, that's not
Steve is a regular name.
Steve is the name that folks can pronounce.
Oh, see, now Steve got another name.
Wow.
Steve, what's your other name?
My real name, which is three people called me, my mama, my grandma, and my wife, is actually Steve-on.
Now,
S-T-E-V-O-N-N-E.
Now, Steve-on, Steve-on. Had you used that name, right? Had you used that name, do you know what would have happened? In any city you played in, everybody had a baby with a name, their baby, Steve-on. You know what would happen? You know what's up? I don't care what city you played in. Carolina, Baltimore, whatever city you played in, that city would have had babies with that name.
Santa Monica.
Every time you score a touchdown, they'd be like, I'm naming my baby Steve-on. Well, right? You know him, right?
Well, Steve-on, thanks for coming on, Steve-on. Thanks for coming on, Steve-on.
You got it, Richie.
Even mentioning that name right now, a few light bulbs went off. This baby is due tomorrow perfect.
Y'all some dirtbags.
Love it. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku channel. We re-air here all the time. And, of course, you can check out our entire YouTube archive. Be careful. You can go down a wormhole. Before we get to what's more likely, Cooper, I am up on the clock right now in the best ball league.
Is that the one that takes like days to draft?
That's correct, sir.
A month and a half?
Yeah. It takes forever because it's 8 hours a pick.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
It is nuts.
So who's available for
all right,
that's
now? What I'm saying. I mean, I would like your help. Right now, is it a full point PPR?
TJ? I believe it is.
I think it is a full point PPR.
Yeah.
Right now, I have Puka, Jackson Smith and Jigba are my wide receivers. Excuse me. And you know I chose a Buckeye. Is that what you made that face for?
No. I mean, JSN's good, but Cooper Kupp is there.
I understand that, but I think JSN's going to be the lead receiver there.
Over Cooper Kupp?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
Wow.
I do. And Bucky Irving, James Cook, and Aaron Jones are my running backs.
I mean, you've always been on the Rams bandwagon. I think that Puka is really good.
Puka for full point PPR? Come on now. And Matthew Stafford's back looks good. So right now, I don't have a tight end yet, and I don't have a quarterback yet. This might be the time for me to go in on one of those guys.
You want to go for a quarterback?
Well, I'll tell you who's available. The quarterback's available right now. Kyler Murray, Jared Goff, Caleb Purdy, Dak, Justin Herbert.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's a tough one. But since it's the regular season, I think the best quarterback to go for is probably Herbert or Goff.
Don't take Kyler, huh?
I went to Herbert.
I don't know about Kyler, though.
I like the Herbert pick.
Yeah. Kyler throws a lot of interceptions, but I feel like your best picks are
Goff,
Puka. And then
No, I don't need a review of what I've already done. I'm on the clock, sir.
Oh, like a good job, Coop.
The tight end's available. TJ Hawkinson, Mark Andrews, both of the rookies, Tyler Warren and Colston Loveland are there. Oh, I could Colston, just stick and not pick those guys.
Brockman
and also he was available. Oh, you just took LaPorta?
Yeah.
Right. Your brother's favorite tight end.
Oh boy.
What do you have against Taylor Swift and
it's because Xander yells about it too much.
He loves Taylor Swift. Like if this show is about much. Taylor like, Swift, he'd be sitting in that chair.
He won't stop.
He loves her. What do you want? In like, the same way you love the Yankees.
I don't yab about the Yankees straight in his face though. He's like, and he knows I don't like Taylor Swift. He's like, let me play this one song for
you,
please.
I know because he wants to share it with you. Travis Kelce is available.
I mean, I had him last year. He was worse than
Listen. Last year was an off year for him. Let's not. But this year, man, what do you think?
Well, yeah, what do you think about that?
I think that he's got to make up for
don't
last
you
year,
think?
Right? You would think so.
All right, I'm taking him right
okay,
now.
Okay, you'll take him.
T. Kelce is now a member of this team. Done.
Who was your first pick?
Puka was my first pick. Puka. I was eighth.
So you took Puka then Kelce?
No, the way it just went, the history was for my team, I went Puka first, and then I came back and grabbed Bucky Irving. I think he's going to have a big year, don't you?
Yeah, it came down between Brockman and I. We wanted to take either Kyren Williams or Bucky Irving, and we went back and forth. And we took Kyren, knowing that you were probably going to take Bucky, and you
did. And I did.
I snagged Bucky in free agency, and that's what got me to the playoffs.
I'm not going
to
lie. Jackson Smith and Jigba wound up on my team because I was dead asleep overnight when my time hit.
I got to pick them.
But I wasn't upset about it.
No. He's still a WR1, though. So.
There's no question he is. And Sam Darnold's going to find him a lot.
Yeah,
but over a Cooper Kupp, though?
Yeah, I mean, with all due respect to your namesake, I mean, the guy's like I think he's going to have a big year too, but not. I think the old Cooper Kupp is.
That ship sailed?
I don't know. I would love to be wrong.
No, I think.
Then I came, I got James Cook when I was hearing the two of them thinking about drafting him.
Yeah,
when
James
they took
Cook's
somebody,
a good idea.
When they took somebody else, I was very happy.
Yeah, well, we took Mahomes.
James Cook's happy because he got paid.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, I hope you get the points that I get for Kelce.
There you go. So we got to be in simpatico a little here.
Okay.
Playing against each other.
Are you ready, Cooper?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
He didn't stutter, did he?
He said Cooper, he stays you got ready. This. Cooper. You stay ready so you don't got to get ready.
Ladies
right?
and gentlemen, it's a Friday. It's time for What's More Likely as administered by my youngest son, Cooper Eisen. Hit it.
What?
What's More Likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Cooper.
Hey, Dad, how are you doing?
Yes.
How are you, Dad?
We're back.
I'm great, Cooper. Yes, how are you?
I'm having a great day so far. Okay. How you doing, Del Tufo?
I'm doing all right. I love it, Coop. This is great.
What up, Coop?
Hey, TJ, how are you doing?
I'm great, bro. I'm great.
How do you feel about your Mets?
Oh, yeah! Yes! Where did you end up, Coop?
The Red, the Cincinnati Reds are a half game back.
Probably the same way you feel about your Yankees.
I mean, we're 2.5 games over. We're fine so far.
Yeah, we're 2.5. We're in the wild card right now.
We still are in the wild card.
But you're a half game ahead. We are 2.5 games ahead.
We're still ahead, right? So but it's all good.
You'll probably be behind at the end of the
game. You guys are all going to listen to my team anyway.
This isn't about the Mets.
How are your Mets doing?
So says Cooper. So you paid a guy $765 million, and yes, someone we paid $80 million has had a much better season.
Much better?
Yeah.
Much better.
Bellinger's had a better season than Soto.
Really?
Yes, he has.
Okay, well, we're going to have to do a deep dive into that.
Cooper, God, do I love you.
Yes.
Well, you should. Everybody already knew that. All right, what do you got over there? What's more likely?
One. Yeah. What's the more likely team to go from worst to first?
Oh.
The Patriots or the Giants?
Whoa. You know, he's so...
He didn't write this.
This is Brockman.
It was Brockman.
He knows I'm not going to say, oh, the Giants are going to go from worst to first with the defending Super Bowl
their
champs.
Division is...
He just wants me to say Patriots because that's your favorite team, and he wants me to say Patriots, even though there's no chance the Patriots are going to have a better season than the Buffalo Bills. So he doesn't like it when I just declare a what's more likely null and void.
I'm gonna have to.
So I will. I'll give him what he wants to hear. The Giants are not going from worst to first. The Giants might be an improved team, and you know the Patriots might be an improved team. They're not going worst to first either. But if I have to choose, I would take the Patriots.
Yeah, they could finish second.
But what a dumbass way to start this thing.
Hey,
what else, Cooper?
Number two.
Yes.
Who is the more likely? Which quarterback do you have more faith in this season, Aaron Rodgers or Bryce Young?
Ooh.
Oh, I'll go Aaron Rodgers. Come on now. Yeah. What a disrespectful question that is.
Yeah, Coach. Is Aaron Rodgers the reason why the Steelers will go over 500 this year?
No, I think it's just the roster as a whole, and you know, kudos to Bryce Young for not taking his benching last year as a career-ending moment.
His second half was extremely great last year.
I agree.
I feel like he could be really good this season, and no one could be seeing the Panthers. The Panthers could be the team that no one's seeing, and they could be really good.
I don't understand why they might trade away Adam Thielen right now, though. I know the Vikings are.
Yeah,
might
Adam Thielen had a good end of the year too with
with Bryce Young. Right, yeah. Exactly. That said, I mean, come on now, Aaron Rodgers. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer who neck up has come on. I mean, it's just not even. What's he doing? I know he doesn't like Aaron.
You've experienced struggles with Aaron Rodgers.
I understand that, and I understand that's why I would have lack of faith. But I think Rodgers is going to have a very nice season for Pittsburgh Steelers.
He's already complaining about stuff. He said that his helmet's like a rocket ship.
Yeah, I understand. Hey, man, you're going to have uncomfortable clothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What else you got over there, Cooper?
What's more likely to happen? Bijan Robinson leads the NFL in rushing yards or CeeDee Lamb leads the NFL in receiving yards?
Oh, I'd go Bijan leads the NFL in rushing yards. Yeah, I'd go Bijan leads the league in rushing yards more than CeeDee leaves in receiving yards.
I'm surprised that you didn't say CD because you're.
Well, the only reason I think that, you know, George Pickens is going to have a great season for us too, so that's going to cut into CD's stats a little bit.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. I would go Bijan having that big of a season potentially, which by the way would be amazing. I believe Bijan is scheduled to appear on next Tuesday's edition of the Rich Eisen Show.
Okay,
right. At present. Nice. All right, you were halfway home or a little bit more. What else? What do you got over there for what's more likely?
What's the more likely the Mid-Atlantic team to get back to championship weekend, the Ravens or the Commanders?
I would go the Ravens. Right now, Terry McLaurin's not in. I mean, if I got to choose right now what is more likely, I would choose the Ravens. They're more likely to get back to championship weekend. And I cannot wait to see Jaden Daniels' second season at it. Yeah. What happens? But at this point in time, I think the Ravens are a more veteran team to have been there and done that. And I think Lamar is the more veteran quarterback. And I'm more confident in the Ravens getting back to championship weekend, even though they weren't there last year, than Washington right now.
Yeah, but so if Terry McLaurin gets signed, gets a contract, does that change anything?
Oh, good follow-up question, Cooper. Mm. No,
still Ravens.
I don't know. Wouldn't you think, TJ, you still got it? Do you still have to see something out of Jaden Daniels? Or are you just assuming he's just going to be that good and that transformative?
That's true.
It's the toughest position to play in sports.
And to come back year two.
Now all these defensive coordinators, they have tape, they have film, yep. They see his tendencies, what he excels at, what he's not so good at. Now they're going to game plan for him a little better. We're going to have
maybe.
To see.
Yep.
Maybe it could be like an RG3, like a one.
No, that I don't think so. No.
Remember, RG3 hurt
himself. Yeah, he got hurt.
And if he hadn't gotten hurt, he was on his way to having a really good career.
He and Shanahan were gear grinding, though. I mean, that was a mess.
Yeah.
What else you got over there, Koopy?
Next one. Which first-time starting quarterback will have more touchdown passes this year? Cam Ward or the Michigan man, J.J. McCarthy?
Ooh. I'll go J.J. McCarthy. Come on, man. Certainly, if he gets Thielen, yeah. And he's got Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen, and then Jordan Addison is only suspended. It's not like he's hurt.
He also has T.J. Hawkins.
That's correct. And Aaron Jones and Jordan Mason and an offensive line. Come on now, man. Get out of here. The Vikings won 14 games last year. They won 14 games last year, and Cam Ward is in Tennessee because they were the first team to pick. Yeah. Come on now, man. That's another disrespectful question.
But what if he doesn't get feeling?
And J.J. McCarthy won a national championship. Who is the quarterback for Team 144, Cooper? The University of Michigan.
J.J. McCarthy.
That's good too much. What else you got?
Next one. Which Super Bowl quarterback, former Super Bowl winner, will start more games this year? Joe Flacco or Matthew Stafford?
Oh,
wow. Come on.
I mean, it's an easy one.
Stafford.
Yeah.
Stafford. Yeah, because Stafford does not have any rookie quarterbacks behind him.
Well, it's also the issue is what I think Brockman's aiming at here is Stafford's back is going to prevent him from having more starts than Flacco.
Yeah, but Flacco might not even last 4 weeks because of Shador. This isn't like Joe Flacco doesn't have any injuries, but he has two rookie quarterbacks and Kenny Pickett, who's behind him. So like if he has bad weeks.
I think we are assuming that Flacco doesn't start all 17 because the Browns are going to have to kick some tires on some rookies before they make a decision in what to do in next year's draft. And Stafford, the only reason why he doesn't start a full complement of games is an injury that we can't predict. So that's my opinion there. Stafford will play more games and start them. You got one more over there? Where are we going?
Yes, I have some
more. How many you got left, Coop? Two. So here's one, and then you know what you're going to have to do after this one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll hold it.
You do what you want to do. You handle it how you want to do. No, you have to hold it. Go ahead. Yeah. Or do we want to take the break and come back? Is that what we want to do?
We'll do one, and then we'll take the break.
Okay, go ahead.
Which QB will come closest to repeating their 2024 numbers, Baker or Sam Darnold?
I'll go Baker. I mean, Sam's in a different spot. Baker's in the same spot, throwing to the same guys. Come on now. That's just alone. I'll go Baker. I mean, if you're asking me what's more likely, why wouldn't I take the guy that's already established in some spot and already has the continuity with his guys, including a Hall of Famer and Mike Evans, you know? And Darnold's in a new spot, new system, new people, new place, new life. My gosh. I mean, there's a lot to adjust to. So I'll go with that one.
You think we need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
One more.
I did not
know. Oh my God,
this.
I got one more before school. Didn't expect that to happen.
Nice. Wow.
One more.
Good one, Coop.
Who?
It's my boy.
Okay, we got a who question. Who will have more wins this season? Mm-hmm. Scottie Scheffler or the fourth place team in the AFC West.
I love it.
Scotty Scheffler already has 5 wins this year.
Okay.
Yeah. 5 wins this year. He'll probably win this week and possibly the Ryder Cup.
So then it'll be 7.
7. So we got the Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, Broncos.
Great question. Brockman going out the door.
Okay. AFC.
I'm going to go the AFC West.
Yeah, the West.
Yeah. I'm going to go that.
Yeah.
So that's a 7, 10, 8, 9
The Chiefs and the Chargers will probably get over 10 wins. Broncos, possibly. But then the Raiders, are you sure, Geno?
7?
Well, Scotty's going to have 6. The Ryder Cup, as we all know, is a we don't know.
Yeah.
So I'll do that.
6, so yeah. Then
I like it.
Yeah.
But I'll say what's more likely is that they'll have the same number of wins. How does that sound?
So ties.
Interesting.
Cooper Eisen with another excellent delivery of what's more likely.
Fantastic.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Brad's day is off to a slow start. So he heads to AutoZone, where batteries are as low as $89.99. Sammy, a local AutoZoner, tests his battery for free. Looks like he just needs a charge. And Sammy does that for free, too. In no time at all, Brad is back on the road, ready to finish the day strong. Free battery testing and charging at every store. No hassles, just help.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
All right, back here on the program. Great job, Coop. Great job.
Thank you.
Yes. Manny in El Paso. You're on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's take his call. What's up, Manny? Hello.
Gentlemen, how are we doing? Happy Friday.
Hey, man.
Yesterday, I wanted to drop a stack of tires when you said Bring It On was the top 10 sports movies.
I mean,
what about Days of Thunder, Sandlot, Pride of the Yankees, The Longest Yard, Happy Gilmore, Bugs Bunny playing baseball is better than that movie.
Bugs Bunny.
Anyway,
I'm with you.
Good point, man.
Jerry Jones. Oh, my God. That clip convinced me. He wants to be the full object in question. Cooper, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Cooper. But he indeed wants drama over rings. Come on, he probably says he's a star of Landman. As much as he loves the Cowboys, he'd rather rent out AT&T Stadium for the College Bowl games, for March Madness, even WrestleMania, just to feed his ego so he can say that everybody wants to use this stadium.
No, I know that, Manny. I just can't. I cannot believe that Jerry Jones, given a choice, do you want to win the Super Bowl or do you want your stadium to be, you know, a spot where WrestleMania is, and his answer would be, I can have both. Like, it doesn't,
yeah, exactly.
You know, I've said it before,
sir. He wants to dangle that carrot because he enjoys the tease. Forget the glory hole. He wants the glory for himself and the dark hole for the fans. Cooper, again, I'm sorry. TJ, quick rapid fire question. Mount Rushmore, painted wrestler faces, Mount Rushmore, hardest chops. Anyways, gentlemen, we got NASCAR, baseball, WNBA, football's around the corner. Be safe, be kind. Let's watch some sports, guys.
Manny in El Paso. Oh, and speaking of Happy Gilmore, hold on a second.
Don't worry, Manny. I'll get to those.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get to those on the podcast coming up, Manny. Top Mount Rushmore painted wrestler faces and hardest chops. I got you.
Cooper got a new putter for you.
That's crazy. You
ready? From Happy Gilmore 2.
Is that the one from the movie?
It's a real deal. It's a real deal putter. You want to hold it? Here, I'll bring it over. What do you think?
How about that?
I wonder if he should take this to the golf course and see
if it really works.
I mean, I could technically putt with it, but there it is. It's like a hockey putter. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's a real deal.
We're going to have to use that during the break.
But
how many,
actually functional, though. Like, it actually kind of looks like a putter.
How many times have you seen it? You've seen it twice now? Happy Gilmore too?
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw it in camp?
At camp and then with you guys.
And then with us. Did you know who Jack Nicklaus was?
Like
when you saw him?
I didn't recognize him, but I know he's.
Did you get the joke when Travis Kelce said Arnold Palmer and he goes, "No,
yes,
I'm Jack Nicklaus."
Yes,
okay,
yes.
At least you got that one. Travis Kelce was excellent in that movie. You can at least admit that, right?
Yeah, he was.
He was pretty damn funny. John.
But then Xander ruined it by saying, "Oh, Taylor Swift is the bear." I'm like, you did not need to know that. That's what Xander said. Supposedly Taylor Swift.
That's been the rumor going around.
I don't think it's real. All right.
Yeah.
I was the bear.
There's always a lot of rumors.
Yeah,
Del Tufo was.
Yeah, Del Tufo was a bear.
It's funny, right? See? The movie's funny. Yeah. You liked it? Right up your alley. Coopy saw it twice. Two times.
Yeah, I saw a lot of camp and then and dad and mom.
Film like almost all New Jersey. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
They made a ton of money for New Jersey.
Yeah,
I saw
it was
that.
Awesome.
I saw that article recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy Gilmore 2 on Netflix right now, and you got the sock head cover too.
That is great.
Yeah,
I'll bring it back over to you.
That's okay. You can hold on to it for a moment. No worries, ladies and gentlemen. Cooper Eisen here on the program. All right. Turzo in Iowa. Let's take this call. What's up, Turzo?
All right.
What's going on, Turzo?
Yo, what's up, Rich?
How are you,
DJ Mike?
What's up,
Cooper? Nice. Hey, TJ, my man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Rich, I got to talk to TJ real quick about this Cowboy documentary, and then I have a request of the show after I get done saying something to him.
You got about 2 minutes here, sir.
I got you. Hey, TJ, so this is what I took out of episode 3 of that. It really brought me back to how much I hate the Cowboys and that rivalry and what it did for football.
That means it's a good documentary.
Yeah. It was great because we won that game, so.
You did win that game, but that's what it kind of sparked a little light bulb in my head, is what Jerry Jones has done, though, in these past 30 years, is that he's robbed us of that rivalry because it's been pretty much one-sided ever since.
I mean, it's one-sided, and then you look at the fact that, like, we've won a Super Bowl
He cannot get past that everybody holds the Cowboys to account for not making the NFC Championship game for this long and ignores the fact that the Niners have gone titleless longer than the Cowboys have gone championship game.
Oh, not just the Niners. There is a whole laundry list of teams, but it's I get it. We're the Cowboys. Everyone talks about us, so we have to deal with it. But, you know, our name is on that Super Bowl trophy after
the
before.
Niners.
So
you got about 30 seconds here, Terza. What else you wanted to say?
Yep. Yo, so Rich, I know you guys got you guys got the list for your fantasy football names.
Yes, sir.
I would love to use one of those
for
my fantasy team for Carl's.
It is.
But can I get you guys to compile 4 of them for me? We draft next weekend, and then I call back in, let you know which one I picked out of the 4.
You got it. I'll get Brockman on that as soon as he returns from being a child. Thank you, Turzo.
I love it. Appreciate you guys.
Turzo, everybody.
Later, bro.
Buda Baker's going to join us. You ready for that one? That'll be fun. Find out what's going on with the Cardinals. Nobody's talking about that.
Nobody.
No.
Yeah.
It's got to be a good thing.
So,
yeah, you want that.
I know. So Buda Baker in hour number 3. Chris Cooper's got a news update in hour number 3. And then there's you with us. Still here on Roku. You want to say something, Cuppies?
Yeah.
What do you want to say?
Lots of people have been talking about Marvin Harrison Jr. What do you think about him this year? Do you think he's going to have a better year this year?
You do, because you guys chose him in the best ball league, correct?
Sir. Marvin's put on about 85 pounds of muscle.
Yeah.
Looks jacked. I think, you remember last year how Kyler said, it's not my job?
Well, listen.
To get Marvin. Well, I think this year they're going to be on the same page.
Kyler, that comment from last year.
It's weird.
Well, no, it was because week one? I think Marvin didn't have many targets or something like that. And he basically said, it's not my job to get it to him or whatever. And that was, I'm paraphrasing. I think what he was saying, it's not my job to force a football to anybody. That's what he was saying. And everybody kind of held it against Kyler. And then if I'm not mistaken, the next week he had 2 touchdowns in the first quarter.
He may have.
And it was one of the best first quarters by a rookie ever. And then it was not a lot after that, to be honest. And certainly for a guy who is as hyped as Jeremiah Smith is right now for Ohio State, where, you know, best wide receiver, he would start on every team when he was
in year two in Columbus. And now you're hearing about Jeremiah Smith. He would be the number one overall pick in the draft now. So it's just tough to play receiver in the NFL. But yeah, I would assume he'd be better.
Yeah, you know? Keeping it on the Cardinals, do you think Trey McBride is going to repeat like the same season he had last year?
How about this?
I think so.
Don't you? I'll flip it on you. What do you think, Cooper?
I think he'll obviously have more touchdowns, but I don't know if he can. He's really good. He'll be really good. He'll be a top five, maybe even top three tight end.
I called their game here against the Rams. I think it was either week 16 or week 17. He scored his first touchdown first receiving touchdown of the year in that game. So yes, he will have more touchdowns.
Yes, he will.
But I mean,
11 catches and two tutties.
He is a very, very productive tight end in this league. So he's already gone in our league right now, right? Yeah, I mean, he's not even close in a PPR league. My gosh. So yeah, I mean, they got Trey McBride, they got Marvin Harrison, they got Kyler, they got James Conner.
Yeah, Conner.
You know, defensively they got Buda Baker. And that is the most Cardinals football we've talked all year. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, no one really talks about them.
I love Gannon. I loved meeting him and talking to him. And
by the way, we can change that. We can talk more about them.
Well, we're gonna in the next hour.
And we don't need to talk about Jerry as much.
I mean, we're not gonna talk about the Cowboys with Buda Baker, are we?
I hope not. Buda don't care about that.
That'll be weird.
Damn act together.
Yes, we need to. All right, that's the end of hour number two. Hour number three, one of the best in the business, Buda Baker, coming up.
It's time to level up your game. Introducing the all-new ESPN app. All of ESPN, all in one place. Your home for the most live sports and the best championship moments.
The electricity is palpable.
Step up your game with no annual contract required. It's the ultimate fan experience. Level up for more on the ESPN app or at stream.espn.com. Sign up now.